Hi VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is called Travel Tips, How to Talk to Strangers. So this video talks about how you can approach people that you don't know and start talking to them, especially if you are traveling alone. So traveling alone is a really adventurous thing to do and it's fun, but along the way you might get a little lonely and you might want someone to talk to. And if you do, then you would need to approach new people or strangers and try to talk to them and maybe even make friends with them. So this video gives people some tips on how to do that. Okay, let's take a look at the sentence. So as long as you're not threatening and you're friendly and you're willing to listen, you're in a great position to start with. The golden rule here is to not do this with the sole purpose of finding a lifelong friend every time you go out. So this is giving you some tips on how to act in order to make people more willing to talk to you, and also reminding you that you can't try to talk to people and expect everyone to become your best friend. Okay, let's read the sentence one more time. So as long as you're not threatening and you're friendly and you're willing to listen, you're in a great position to start with. The golden rule here is to not do this with the sole purpose of finding a lifelong friend every time you go out. Okay, let's get into our vocab. Our first vocabulary word is threatening. Threatening is an adjective and it basically means scary. So it's describing something that seems like it could result in danger or harm. If you say someone is threatening, it means that they seem scary. Maybe they're bigger than you, or they look mean or angry, or maybe they seem like they might hurt you or do something bad to you. That kind of person would be threatening. Things can also be threatening. For example, you could say a threatening letter. So if a person writes to you and says they're going to do something bad to you, that's a threatening letter. For example, if they told you, if you don't delete that blog you wrote about me, I'm going to sue you. That would be a threatening letter. It's telling you that they're going to do something bad or something that you don't want them to do. Our next word is related to threatening and it is threaten. So this is the verb form of this word. Threaten means to show an intention to do harm or to do something unwanted. For example, if you were on a plane and a man said, I'm going to blow up this plane. That would mean that the man was threatening to blow up the plane. He threatened to blow up the plane. In that case, the man was saying that he was going to do something that would cause harm to people. This verb, threaten, can also be used when someone is saying they will do something that you don't want them to do. For example, you could say, my manager threatened to fire me if I was late again. So in that case, my manager is going to do something that I don't want them to do, or they're going to do it if I don't start coming to work on time. So my manager threatened to fire me. The next word is related to threatening as well, and it is intimidating. Intimidating is an adjective. Somebody or something that is intimidating makes you feel scared or timid or in awe. You could say, I find my basketball coach intimidating, so it's hard for me to talk to him. So in that case, maybe the basketball coach is a big guy, he's always yelling, and I don't feel comfortable around that. I don't feel like I can talk to him. I feel kind of scared of him or shy around him. And that's why I say he is intimidating. You could also say something like, singing with a professional singer was intimidating because I'm still a beginner. So maybe I feel like that professional singer is really amazing, or I feel like that situation is kind of scary to me, and that's why I say it's intimidating. Okay, our next word is position. In our sentence, position basically means situation. The sentence says, you're in a great position to start with. So this would mean you're in a great situation to start with. Another example might be, if you really need someone's help, you are not in a position to criticize them. So you're not in a situation where you should try to criticize them because they might get angry and they might not help you. All right, the next word is related to position and it is upper hand. So if you're in a better position compared to someone else, you have the upper hand. You're more likely to win against them. So for example, if there are two people competing against each other and one of them has a lot more experience, or they have something that makes them more likely to win, maybe in a wrestling match. One person is a lot stronger, a lot bigger than the other person, then they would have the upper hand. They would be more likely to win against that person. And the next word we have is also similar to this, and it is leg up. So a leg up is a head start or a helping hand. So for example, if you were a designer, a good portfolio would give you a leg up on other applicants when applying for jobs. So a good portfolio would help you get those jobs. It would make you more likely to get those jobs than other applicants who don't have good portfolios. You can also say give someone a leg up. So if you give someone a leg up, you help someone get to a better position, or you make them more likely to succeed or win. So for example, if your uncle knew the manager at a company and he recommended you to that manager, then you might have a leg up over other people that are applying for a job at that company. You can also use this phrase, give someone a leg up, literally. So you can literally help someone climb up or over something. Maybe they want to climb over a wall, but it's too tall. So you give them a leg up. You help hoist them up. You help get them over that wall. Okay, the next word we have is golden rule. So a golden rule is a guiding rule or the most important rule for something. So in our sentence, we say the golden rule here, so in this situation, is to not do this with the sole purpose of finding a lifelong friend every time you go out. So it's saying you absolutely need to follow this advice. This is the most important rule or advice in this situation. However, if you see this phrase capitalized, so a capital G, golden, and a capital R, rule, then it refers to the golden rule that the Bible mentions. So people might also say the phrase, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And this is the golden rule that the Bible references. And it's a rule for life, and it tells you how to behave. Basically, it says that you should treat other people the way that you want to be treated. So remember, if golden rule is not capitalized, then it's just a basic guiding rule, any rule for some situation that you're talking about. But if it is capitalized, then someone is trying to reference this golden rule that says you should treat others the way you want to be treated. The next word is related to this, and it is principle. So a principle is a rule of conduct based on beliefs of what is right and wrong. So someone might say, that goes against my principles. And that would mean that whatever they're talking about does not fit with their beliefs. Or in other words, they think that thing is morally wrong. The next word is also related to golden rule, and it is fundamental. Fundamental is an adjective here, and it means of central importance. So for example, you could say something like, the soup kitchen's volunteers are fundamental to its operation. So the soup kitchen's volunteers are very important to its operation. They are what keeps this soup kitchen running. Fundamental can also mean being or forming a foundation. So basically, it would mean basic or essential. For example, you could say the alphabet is a fundamental part of English. And that would mean that the alphabet is a basic part of English. The next word we have is soul. Soul is an adjective and it means only or single. In our sentence, we say the sole purpose of finding a lifelong friend. So that would mean the only purpose that you have is finding a lifelong friend. Another example would be, he is the sole heir to the throne. And this would mean he is the only heir to the throne. He is the only one that can take the king's place after he passes away. Another word related to this is exclusive. So exclusive is an adjective as well, and it means restricted to a certain person or group or area. For example, you could say, students and staff have exclusive use of the school gym. Okay, we've gone over all of our vocab for today, so let's look at our sentence one more time. So as long as you're not threatening, and you're friendly, and you're willing to listen, you're in a great position to start with. The golden rule here is to not do this with the sole purpose of finding a lifelong friend every time you go out. All right, so that's all we have for today's pronunciation challenge. The question of the day is, would you be willing to chat with a stranger? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.